Morning, everyone.
早上好。
We're glad you're here, especially if you're here as a visitor. We welcome you. We thank you for coming.
欢迎大家来到聚会中间，特别是那些第一次来到我们中间的福音朋友，欢迎你。
Let's read a passage from the Gospel of John in the Scriptures, chapter 4.
我们先来读约翰福音第四章。
So John chapter 4, verses 7 to 15.
约翰福音第四章七到十五节。
I'll read it once in English from the English Standard Version, and then our brother will read it in Chinese.
我读一遍英文的，我的弟兄会读一遍中文的。
A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, Give me a drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock. Jesus said to her, Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water.
约翰福音第四章七到十五节，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。那时门徒进城买食物去了，撒玛利亚的妇人对她说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。妇人说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
Thank you. Let's just start with a quick word of prayer.
我们就一点在祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you give us water that quenches our every spiritual and physical need.
亲爱的父亲，我们感谢你，因为你把活水赐给我们，说解我们的干渴。
We pray that you can draw us close to you this morning.
我们祷告，今天早晨你让我们能够来亲近你。
We put this time in your hands, in Jesus' name we pray.
我们下面的时间恭敬仰望在你的手中，我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So in my frequent social media scrollings, there's a soundtrack that I have often heard.
在这个社交媒体上面有一首诗歌，经常很有名的一首诗歌。
Not a hymn, but a song by the Swedish DJ Tim Bergling, also known as Avicii.
不是诗歌，是一首歌，是一个就瑞典的一个就是音乐主持人，他的名字就是叫做 Tim 伯格林，他也叫做艾维奇。
The song is called The Nights, and in it there's a lyric that says, He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember.My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights that never die.
这首歌是叫名字叫做《永不消逝的夜晚》。这歌词里面说，他说，总有一天你会离开这个世界，所以过一个你无法忘怀的人生。当我还是个孩子的时候，我父亲就告诉我这一切，这些是永不消逝的夜晚。
It's a pretty catchy song. There's a nice beat. And usually the videos are of somebody traveling to a faraway place.Jumping off an airplane, skydiving, or doing some very exciting, exotic activity.
这是一首很有名的一个歌，也很能够抓住我们的心。然后呢，这是一个 MTV 后面有这个视频的。那视频的话，往往就是说一个人然后到很远的地方去旅行，然后呢做一些很这个疯狂的事情，比如说从飞机上跳下去啊，跳水啊，跳台啊，就是各种活动。
Indeed, life is short, and you only have one life. So the question that we all ask is, how will you live it?
确实是，这个人生是很短暂的，而且你只有这一生来过。那么问题就是说，你应该怎么样来过这一生呢？
Is it just to create memories that will fade?
难道只是为了能够来就是产生这些一些美好的记忆，但是这些记忆最终也会褪去的？
What satisfies our thirst eternally?
什么能够满足我们里面那个永远的干渴？
What's the meaning of life? What gives you ultimate purpose?
人生的意义是什么？人生的终极的那目的是什么？
If you know the story of Avicii, tragically, he committed suicide in 2018.
如果你知道这个艾维奇的故事的话呢，很不幸的是，在2018年他自杀了。
The family put out a statement saying he really struggled with thoughts about meaning, life, happiness.
那个他的这个家庭成员就有一个就是相当于就说了，就关于他就说了一段话。他说艾维奇一直在挣扎，在寻找人生的意义和幸福生活的想法里面，然后呢最终他无法再挣扎下去了，所以他又结束了他的生命。为了
He could not go on any longer. He wanted to find peace.
他无法再挣扎下去了，他要得到内心的平静，所以他决定就自杀了。
Of course we know that he was seeking and should have had adequate mental health care.
我们知道他在寻找的时候的话呢，他其实应该去寻找心理医生这样一个帮助的。
And if any of us are in a similar situation, we need to do the same.
如果有人在这样的情况里面的话呢，他应该去寻找这个医护人员的帮助。
At the same time, there's an even more important spiritual health care that we need to seek.
但是呢，实际上的话呢，除了这个心理健康方面的话呢，还有属灵健康方面，这是更重要的，我们更需要来寻找的。
We all need to seek this true and eternal meaning.
我们需要来寻找这个真理，我们需要来寻找这个人生的终极的意义是什么。
We know that life is finite.
我们知道生命是有限的。
And Sometimes we may want to seek utility in this life.
有一些时候的话呢，我们要来找这个好像是生命的这个用处。
This is an economic term or a philosophical term, which means satisfaction or happiness.
这是一个经济上的一个词汇，也是一个哲学上的词汇，好像就是提到说要找这个满足和幸福感。
I was reading a friend's LinkedIn profile.
我在看我们一个朋友的一个 LinkedIn 的
She is now a life fulfillment coach.
然后呢，我在看他的 LinkedIn 的这个上面的账号的时候呢，他现在是一个就是人生成就的一个教练。
You can hire her if you want to become the CEO of the life you've dreamed of.
你可以来雇佣他，让他来帮助你成为你这所想要的这一生的一个总裁。
She tells of her own story.
他也来就是讲他自己的经历。
Is there more to life than running around the hamster wheel?
他好像告诉我们说，完了，我们的人生难道就像这个小白鼠在那里转那个转轮吗？我们是不是有更多的意义，应该是超过这些呢？
She said, I tried listening to others, therapy, self-help books, wellness retreats, personal development workshops.
他说他是的，就是要去听别人的，他需要接受那些治疗。他需要读那些能够自我成就、自我帮助的书，他也参加一些这个健康方面的退休会，他甚至也参加那些个人发展的研讨会。
She said she went to a prestigious school. Check. She got a successful job. Check. She went to a prestigious graduate school. Check. She got another successful job. Check.
他说他自己的经历就是他上了名校，所以这一点符合要求。然后呢，毕业之后他有一个很成功的一个工作，哎，这个也很不错。然后呢，他后来又去了名校里面再读博士和硕士的这样的更高的学位，哎，这一点也打勾了。然后呢，出来之后的话，他又找到一个很成功的工作，哎，也打勾了。然后最后他还是不满足。
She was still unsatisfied. She had anxiety. She was self-medicating with worldly pleasures, living for the weekend, filling her time with social media, watching shows, eating.Even substance use.
但是呢，他还是不满足，他里面还有很深的焦虑感。然后呢，他就想要通过这个世俗的享乐， 通过这个社交媒体上面的一些这个交流，通过看一些的表演，通过吃一些好吃的东西，甚至一些用一些药物，然后来治愈他这种自我焦虑的感觉。
The book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible, chapter 1, verse 2 says, Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. What does man gain by all the toil at which he toils under the sun? A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever.
圣经里面有一本叫传道书，然后呢，在第一章的第二节跟第四节的里面说，传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。
I think many people in this room may have an immigrant work ethic and have been working hard their entire lives.
在我们这个里面的话呢，可能有很多是移民。我们的移民的话呢，一般都是工作很努力、很辛苦的。我们整个一生，我们都在努力工作。
But are we working hard just to retire and then travel?
然后呢，好像我们这一生的目标就是说，我们努力工作之后，我们可以退休，然后我们可以去世界上周游世界。
One of my friend's dad's finally retired, and he was ready to welcome his grandchild.
我有一个朋友，他的父亲终于退休了，然后呢，他也要准备来照顾他的那个孙子了。
So he started doing push-ups at home to work up his health.
所以他需要做一点预备工作，他要锻炼身体，以至于可以有足够的体力来照顾他的孙子。他在家里面做这个俯卧，这个仰卧俯卧撑。
Also a sad story. In the middle of one of the push-ups, he suffered a massive stroke.
然后这也是个悲剧，因为他在锻炼的时候，在做这个就是俯卧撑的时候，哎，突然就是心肌梗塞。
Now he needs help just doing his activities of daily living. Forget about traveling.
现在的话呢，他每天的生活都需要人照顾，更不用说去周游世界了。
All the achievements and wealth that we gain in this generation, well, they just have to go to the next generation.
所以我们这一生里面，我们所积攒的财富，我们所积攒的成就，好像都要传给下一代。
If you have a lot, it may be kind of messy, as we see in the show Succession.
如果你有很多的财富，你想给留给你的后代，好像也不太可能。
And if you don't have too much, well, you're just trying to get underneath the estate tax threshold, so you don't have to pay Uncle Sam.
因为其实有个遗产税，对吧？如果你有很多钱要留给你的那个后代的话呢，可能要交很多的遗产税。
Our life is also finite in length.
我们的人生在时间上面是也有一个限制的。
Our body has a limited warranty.
我们的这个身体是有一个有限期的保修期的。
Illness will beset all of us sooner or later.
疾病迟早会临到我们每一个人。
The natural inclination of medicine is to save.
这个好像医学好像是要来拯救人的。
But ultimately it's only temporary healing.
但实际上的话呢，只是一个短暂的一个暂时的治愈。
Towards the end of our lives, care becomes palliative.
在我们生命的尽头，这个医疗护理就成为一个保守治疗了。
It's not to cure, but just to minimize suffering and improve our quality of life.
不是为了治愈，因为根本不可能治愈，而只是在最大程度上面的话，减少疾病所带来的痛苦，能够提高我们的生活质量而已。
Some of those who are older in our midst may have a signed do not resuscitate or do not intubate order.
那个我们这些年长的一些弟兄姊妹也许已经签过这样的协议，这个协议的话有的时候就说就是不要就是做 CPR， 不要让我死了又活过来，对吧？或者不要插管，我要死了不要你给我这个插这个人工呼吸的管子或者胃流管。
Yeah, these are to stop these heroic life-saving measures to allow the inevitability of natural death.
就是停止这些看起来好像很英雄般的好像救人的这个措施，好像让我们能够苟延残喘，不要这些，我们要自然死亡。
And if it's not you that dies, then maybe people that you love. Even the best relationships are also finite.
那即使不是你临到这个问题的话呢，那也是就是说其他人甚至你爱的人也会有这种生命要过去的这种问题。
So this is a little depressing. I'm sorry. So life we know is short, and life's meaning is unclear.
这好像是听起来有点这个难过，有点这个忧郁的事情，对吧？生命是有限的，生命是短暂的。
So how do we respond?
那我们的反应应该是什么样的呢？
Some may say there's only three ways of responding.
有人说可能有三种方式来回应。
The first one is hedonism.
第一个方式就是享乐主义。
Seeking pleasure.
就是追求快乐。
Live your life. Make your own truth.
你就是按照自己的心意活着，你有你自己的真理。
Since there is no God, I am God, and I will create my own truth.
对那些无神论者来说，他说没有神，那么我就是我的神，我就来负责创造我自己的真理。
Do what makes you happy.
我要让我自己快乐。
We live in a postmodern world, and everybody's truth is true. Their personal truth is true.
我们现在活在一个后现代主义。那后现代主义中没有绝对真理，只有相对真理。你自己的真理就是你的真理。
A motto that I was growing up with was Reebok's, life is short, play hard.
在我这个生命的成长过程中间有一句很有名的话，就是那个锐步的这个公司他们所说的，就是生命短暂，努力玩乐。
Nowadays, one might say, YOLO, you only live once.
然后还有另外一个词就是 YOLO, YOLO 就是你只活着一生，只活着一次。
And, you know, your life, you can pursue the aesthetic.
这个你可以追求这个生命中有充满美感的东西。
That which is beautiful, that is which is artistic, that which gives you pleasure.
那些美丽的，那些艺术的，让你那个眼目愉快的，那个充满愉悦的东西。
But for hedonistic people, they may be offended though by the Christian message.
那个享乐主义的话呢，可能是不喜欢听我们这个福音信息的。
And because it convicts them of sin.
因为福音信息告诉我们，他们说你这些事情是罪中之恶。
The Bible teaches that the natural state of man is enmity with God.
因为圣经告诉我们说，天然人的状态是与神为敌的。
In other words, rebellion with God.
就是我们都是叛逆的。
And we need to reconcile with Him.
我们需要与神和解。
Eric Watkins is a pastor.
有一个牧师叫做 Eric Watkins.
And he gives a testimony about when he was in high school, his senior class voted him most likely to live in a VW van.
然后他有个见证，他见证说在这个高中这个高年最后一年的时候的话呢，他们的同学们选出来一个就是谁是最有可能住在这个大众的这个货车里面的，哎，选他出来了。
They were right. He ended up similarly.
那个他们确实是对的，他确实是就说这样生活。
He became...A deadhead. He followed the Grateful Dead on tour.
他成为一个乐队叫做感恩之死的乐队的一个忠实的粉丝。
And he lived the cycle of music, partying, passing out, and repeating the cycle again and again.
他就跟随这个乐队的这个巡回演出，就跟他们去，然后呢参加这个音乐会，然后呢开这个派对，然后呢兴奋这个用药来昏倒，然后呢就每天生活就周而复始就这样的一个生活。
Deep down, however, he questioned the meaning of his hedonistic life.
在他的心里面的话呢，他其实一直有个疑问，就这个享乐主义的这个人生的意义是什么呢？
On a bus trip across the country,
有一次在他一个穿越全国的这个巴士旅行中，
His sister, who had become a Christian later, gave him a Bible.
他的姐姐成为基督徒，然后给他一本圣经。
Because he had nothing else to do on the bus, he eventually opened the Bible and started to read.
因为他在这个旅行的过程中间，他没有什么事情可以做，所以他把圣经打开，开始读圣经。
As he read the Bible, he became convicted of the weight of his sin.
当他读圣经的时候，他被圣灵感动，他里面有个感觉，感觉到罪的重担。
It wasn't hard for him to see that he was a sinner. He knew that he was not living a righteous life.
其实这不是一件困难的事情，让他看见他是个罪的，因为他知道他不是生活在一个圣洁的这个生活里面。
But the weight of his sin crushed him.
但是呢，那一次，这个好像罪把他给压碎了。
We'll hold that thought. We'll move on to the second way of responding to life.
我们在这里的话呢，先把这个想法放一放，然后我们再来看第二种回应方式。
And that's a legalistic way of living.
第二种回应方式是关于律法主义。
We're all familiar with this. You earn your salvation by following the rules.
我们好像都熟悉这个想法，就是你要行律法，你才能够称义。
Some might call it the universal religion.
这个有人说是这是一个宇宙性的一个宗教。
If I do what is right, God will give me what I want.
如果我做对的事情，那么神就应该把那个奖赏给我。
Or you can substitute this, even if you don't believe in God, you can be ethical without a faith.
那即使是你那些是不信神的人，你也可以用这个一套理论，就是你用道德来做标准。
We can justify our actions because we are a good person.
你用行善来称义，因为你觉得你是一个好人。
Although if there is no God, what defines good?
虽然说如果没有神的话，那么什么是善的定义呢？
And why should we even pursue it?
那甚至你为什么要追求善呢？
But this is a very natural religious thought for all of us, even those sitting here today.
这是一个对每个人来讲都很自然的一个想法。
And it's very common in many, if not all of the world religions.
这也是一个在这个世界的各种宗教里面也是很一个通常的想法。
In Buddhism, it's the Noble Eightfold Path to Nirvana.
在这个佛教里面的话，他们讲八正道。
In Islam, it's the five pillars.
在这个伊斯兰教里面的话，他们叫五公柱。
In Hinduism, it's the four Purusharthas.
在这个印度教里面的话，他们有四大目标。
You follow these rules and then you will get what you deserve.
你按照这些规则，按照这些律法去生活，那么你得到那个结果。
Maybe even Christians, we follow a unspoken rule.
甚至基督徒有些时候也在跟随一些规则来生活。
Go to church, pray, read the Bible.
你去教会，你去祷告，你读圣经。
Don't gamble, don't dance, don't drink alcohol.
不赌博，不跳舞，不喝酒。
Don't watch secular entertainment. Dress modestly.
你要避免世俗的娱乐，你的衣着得体。
And then God will give you what you desire.
这样的话呢，神就会赐给你你所要的。
Right?
是这样子的吗？
What happens when he does not?
如果神不这么做呢？
Legalists, they are offended by the Christian message because it takes away from self-justification.
这个律法主义者也不喜欢我们基督教的这个信仰，我们的福音，因为他把这个自我称义的、自我管控的可能性给剥夺了。
It takes away from control.
因为他让我们失去对自己的控制。
Although we aren't even able to fulfill the demands of our own self-imposed faith.
虽然我们其实是在这个自我称义这件事情上面、自我管控这件事情上，我们是无能为力的。
Julie Hanna is a math lecturer.
有一个人叫朱莉·汉娜，她是一个数学老师。
And she writes about in her testimony about her pursuit of mysticism.
她写了一段的见证，就关于她追求这个神秘主义的经历。
Specifically, she was studying the world religions and she was studying Sufism, which is a part of Islam.
她是有研究世界宗教的，然后呢，在这个伊斯兰教里面的话，有一种就是神秘主义的一个说法。
She was trying to seek peace, love, and patience with others.
他的目标就要寻求与他人的和平、爱和忍耐。
While doing this, one day, her neighbor's children just kept screaming.
在这个操练的过程中间的话呢，有一天，他有一个邻居这些孩子们在那里一直在尖叫。
And so she lost her temper.
所以他就受不了了，开始发脾气了。
She threw up her hands.
他举手投降了。
And she said, I give up, I can't do it.
那我放弃了，我做不到。
Immediately after, in her heart, she felt a voice that said, of course you can't.
在他的心里面有一个声音对他说，你当然做不到。
That was actually a relief to her.
这其实对他来讲是一个解脱。
So maybe you see yourself as a hedonistic person.
也许你现在是在享乐主义里面。
Or maybe a legalistic person.
也许你是一个律法主义者。
Maybe a little bit of both.
也许你两者都是。
Some of us who grew up in a hedonistic way can become a legalistic person later in life.
也许你小时候是一个享乐主义者，可能长大之后你成为一个律法主义者。
Some of us who grew up in a legalistic way may move into a hedonistic life.
有些人你小时候是一个律法主义者，你长大之后你成为一个享乐主义者。
But there's a third way.
但是呢，还有第三个反应。
And that's the gospel way.
这就是福音信息的方法。
The gospel means good news.
这个福音信息就是好消息。
And the good news is that God's work is being done, has been done.
这个好消息是说，是神的工作要成就。
So Eric Watkins, we left him with this devastating conviction of his sin.
我们刚才提到那位 Eric, 他被这个就是罪的这个重担给压垮了。
And Julie Hanna, she realized her own innate powerlessness.
我们刚才提到那个 Hanna, 她也意识到自己无能为力。
But the gospel, it's God's standard. It's accomplished only through Christ.
福音就是神的标准，是透过基督来完成的。
The book of Romans in the Bible, chapter 6, verse 23 says,
罗马书六章二十三节
For the wages of sin is death.But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罗马书六章二十三节，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
The gospel is a person.
福音是一个人。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
only by God becoming a perfect man.
只有借着神成为一个完美的人。
Coming to earth to know us intimately.
来到世界上面来认识我们并且是亲密的认识每一个人。
To live the life that we could not attain.
他活出一个我们每一个人活不出来的生活。
Paying for the debts that we could not afford.
他替我们偿还了我们偿还不起的债务。
By dying on the cross.
是通过他死在十字架上这件事情。
Could we receive the rewards that we could not earn on our own?
那我们能够得到我们靠着自己努力所赚不来的奖赏。
Romans 5:8 says,
罗马书五章八节。
But God shows his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, God Christ died for us.
罗马书五章八节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
This could only be done by God.
这个工作只能由神来完成。
Not by our own works.
不是借着我们自己的工作。
The Bible says that our righteousness is merely filthy rags before God.
圣经告诉我们说，我们自己的义在神面前不过是污秽的破布。
Another word for this is grace.
另外一句话来说，这就是神的恩典。
Which is received, not achieved.
这个恩典我们是收到的，不是我们努力获得的。
Hedonists are offended by this.
那个享乐主义的话，听到这个消息要跳起来的。
Because they think they don't need it.
他们觉得他们不需要这个。
Legalists are offended by it.
那个立法主义也不喜欢这个消息。
Because they think they can earn it.
他们觉得说他们靠自己的努力能够赚到这个恩典。
Let's go back to the story we read earlier of the woman at the well.
我们再回到我们开始读的那段圣经，就是在井边的那个撒玛利亚妇人。
This woman is looking for everlasting water.
这个井边的这个妇人正在寻找那个能够持续到永远的那个活水。
She's looking for deep satisfaction and true meaning.
她正在找那个深深的满足感和真正的意义。
What we are all looking for.
我们都在寻找这一个。
Jesus is very cross-cultural.
我们的主耶稣是跨文化的。
He bridges gender and ethnic barriers.
他也是跨越性别，跨越各种文化的障碍。
To talk to her and offer her living water.
他跟撒玛利亚妇人说话，向他来给他供应这个永远的活水。
That forever satisfies her, the very thing she was looking for.
这个永远的活水要满足他，是他内心里面正在寻找的。
And it was deep down, but she could not see it.
是在内心里面他寻找，但是他却找不到的东西。
Later on in the story, you actually see that she was searching for meaning among sinful living.
我们后面能看到，在经文里面提到说，他在这罪恶的这生活里面，在寻找人生的意义。
In a hedonistic way.
是在一个享乐主义的这个方法里面。
But she was convicted of her sin.
但是呢，在遇见主的时候，她里面被对罪有认识了。
They also, Jesus and the woman also then began to talk about religious Samaritan or Jewish law.
所以他跟主耶稣的对话里面就强调，就是说撒玛利亚和犹太人的这些律法了。
Trying to find the Lord, trying to find God through legalism.
他那时候想要在这个律法主义里面能够找到神。
But Jesus, he's brought a new thing.
但是耶稣给我们带来一个新的事物。
Salvation is now here through Jesus Christ.
救恩已经来到了，救恩是借着主耶稣成就的。
John 3:16 says,
约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So the water of Christ's sacrifice leads to eternal life.
这个主耶稣所提供的活水是要涌到永生的。
Becomes a well that pours out to all around us.
这个活水在我们里面要成为一口活，要成为井，要供应所有的人。
God sought us out and seeks each one of you out, just like a Samaritan woman.
神来寻找我们，他来寻找每一个人，就像在这里面讲到他寻找那位撒玛利亚妇人。
Even as we're looking for satisfaction in the wrong places,
虽然我们是在一个错误的地方来寻找满足，
He's bridged all barriers,
但是呢，我们的主耶稣能够跨越各种的障碍，
to meet us and give us eternal life,
能够来遇见我们，给我们永生，
that fully satisfies us and pours out to others.
这个永生能够在我们里面成为那个永远的满足，并且能够有一个能力能够供应其他的人。
And this love that Christ, that God shows us is reconciliatory and transformative.
神赐给我们这个爱 那我们看见说这个爱能够使我们与神和解，这个爱还能改变我们的生命。
Pastor Tim Keller has a statement.
那有一个有名的人他有一句话，
To be loved but not known is comforting but superficial. To be known and not loved is our greatest fear. But to be fully known and truly loved is, well, a lot like being loved by God. It is what we need more than anything.
这位 Tim Keller 这位弟兄这么说，他说被爱却不认识爱你的那位，虽然也能得到一点安慰，但是确实很肤浅。那被公义的神纪念却不被爱，是我们最大的恐惧。但是呢，被神纪念并且能够被真正的被爱，就像神爱我们一样，这就是我们最需要的。
God knows us, God knows me and you, at our deepest and darkest.
神知道我，神知道你，神知道我们最深处的黑暗。
But yet he still loves us.
但是他还爱我们。
And his love is enough to cover our sin.
他的爱是足够能够遮掩我们一切的罪。
There was a time in college where I felt quite separated from God.
在大学期间的时候呢，我有一段时间感觉说我跟神好像很远。
I had tried to pursue my own achievements.For my own self-purposes and actualization.
我曾经试图为了我自己的目的来追求我自己的成就。
So maybe a legalistic life.
那时候有点像这个律法主义的生活。
And then I had an experience when I fell into many sin, which separated me from God.
然后来的话呢，我却陷在很多的罪的里面，这使我与神隔绝。
In a hedonistic way.
这是在一个享乐主义的里面。
And I was in a vicious cycle of self-pity.
然后呢，后来我就陷入这种自怜的这种恶性循环里面。
In the midst of this dark place, God reminded me of His love.
在这黑暗的一个光景里面，哎，神借着圣灵来提醒我他的爱。
Through Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 to 19.
以弗所书三章十七到十九节。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth.And the length and the height and depth, and to know the love of God that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
以弗所书三章十七到十九节，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，并叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
The love of Christ is indeed higher than we can imagine, deeper and wider than we can imagine.
基督的爱实在是长阔高深，超过我们所能想象、所能明白的。
Your sin cannot escape it.
你的罪在这个爱的里面就被遮盖了。
And it's enough for you.
对每个人来讲的话呢，神的爱是足够的。
It's enough for me.
对我来说也是足够的。
For those of you who don't know the Lord's love yet, this is the good news of the gospel.
对那些还不认识主的这个福音朋友来讲说，这就是这个福音的好消息。
This is God's transformative love.
这是那个神改变我们生命的爱。
It's not earned, but it's given.
这不是我们努力赚来的，这是神白白赐给我们的。
And it's given by grace.
这是在恩典里面白白赐给我们的。
In addition, this love is not just payment from sin.
这个爱不光只是说父亲的那个罪的赎价，
But it's the fulfillment of all righteousness.
这个爱的话，实际上是神公义的一切的成就在我们里面。
In other words, Jesus paid for our debts.
换句话说，就是主耶稣付了我们的罪债。
But we also receive the rewards of His obedience.
但是呢，我们却接受了神，我们主耶稣的顺服所带来的奖赏。
There's a story of a runner.
我们 有另外一个故事讲到一个跑步的。
So imagine you're running in a race and your competitor is Jesus.
我们就想象一下说你有一个比赛对吧，那个跟你竞争的是耶稣。
The winner of the race, gets eternal life.
那个跑第一名的人要得到永生。
The loser, suffers death.
那个失败者就要死亡。
And because this race is your life.
因为这个竞赛就是你的一生的跑步。
So you start the race and you're running and you know inevitably you're tripping and falling and not going very fast.
然后呢，就比赛开始了，然后你在跑的过程中，你这个绊倒了，你摔倒了，然后你再跑不快了。
And Jesus, well, he's running perfectly and quickly and he's the first.
那么主耶稣我们跑得非常好，非常完美，他是很快第一个到达终点。
You finally get to the finish line.
然后呢，最后的话呢，你也到了终点线。
And Jesus is about to cross the finish line and get the eternal life, the riches of winning the race.
我们的主耶稣的话呢，好像马上就要撞到这个红线了，马上要越过终点了。
And he turns and sees you about to lose and suffer death.
他马上就要得到那个奖赏了。然后这个时候，他转身看见你，好像你要输掉了，然后你要被落在死亡的结局里面了。
And he switches places with you.
然后他跟你交换位置。
And you pass the finish line first.
然后他让你先冲过终点。
And you gain the salvation. You gain the life, the riches of winning the race.
然后你得到永生，然后你得到那个丰盛的生命。
While he gains, the consequences, of losing the race, death.
他却来承受那个失败者的那个惩罚。
That is the work that Christ has done for us.
这就是基督为我们所成就的工作。
1 Peter 2:24 says, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree.That we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
彼得前书2:24，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们得了医治。
We who are dead now have a new life in Christ.
我们本来是死在，我们本来是死的，现在在基督里面得了个新的生命。
So, as we listen to the gospel message, for Christians, it's still easy sometimes for us to fall into legalism.
当我们在听这个福音信息的时候，我们对我们基督徒来讲的话呢，很多时候我们很容易落在律法主义里面。
We can rely on our own self, sanctification or trying to be righteous, by ourselves to justify ourselves.
我们很多时候想要靠这个就是圣洁生活来称义。
Or maybe the opposite, we may fall into inspirationalism.
那也许另一方面的话，也许你会在这种励志主义里面。
Which is not allowing the gospel to transform you after you receive him.
那就是说不允许基督让福音来改变我们的生命。
For example, if you are pursuing somebody in marriage.
比如说你在一个人谈恋爱，然后最后跟他结婚了。
And after you get married.
你跟他结婚以后。
You no longer treat that person well.
你却不好好对待人家。
Is that true love to begin with?
这是那个真的爱吗？
As we have now had this relationship with God and he does dwell in our hearts,
我们对我们基督徒来讲的时候，我们已经信主了，我们跟主之间有这样的关系，他住在我们里面。
Take hold of Christ's calling for you.
我们要抓住基督对我们的呼召。
God sees you as holy and beloved.
我们在神的眼中是看为圣洁的，是蒙爱的。
And therefore, we have the incentive to live in that way.
所以我们里面就有这个动力，我们有要活这种圣洁的生活出来。
Now, preach the gospel to yourself daily.
我们每天都要向自己来传福音。
Not to live for ourselves.
不是为自己活。
But for God.
要为神来活。
It's not about my plans.
不是我的计划。
But God's plans.
乃是要神的计划。
His calling.
而是神的呼召。
To glorify him, to do good works in his name.
要荣耀神，要奉他的名行善。
To bear fruit and testify.
要结出生命的果子来，为他做见证。
So, to close, I just want to ask everyone here, whether you know the Lord or you are not yet.
最后我要就是要问每一个人，不管你说信主还是没信主。
Do you accept the Lord today?
你今天接受主吗？
Romans 10:9 says,
罗马书10:9
Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
罗马书10:9，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
You simply need to confess and believe, as this verse tells us.
你只需要简单的承认并且相信。
Entrust your life to the Lord.
就像这首经文告诉我们的，你把你自己的生命交托给神。
If you're then living in hedonism, do you confess your sin?
如果你还活在这个享乐主义里面，你承认你是个罪人吗？
If you've been living in legalism, do you confess your helplessness?
如果你是活在这个律法主义里面，你承认你的无能为力吗？
Do you accept the work that Christ has already done for each and every one of us?
你愿意接受我们基督以及我们每一个人所成就的这个救恩吗？
A salvation that's freely given and that can only be accomplished through Christ alone.
这个救恩是白白的赐给我们的，这个救恩是靠着主耶稣基督完成的。
A salvation that is because of his great and abundant love that's enough for you and for me.
这个救恩是因着他向着我们那个丰盛的恩典，是为了每一个人成就的。
Why don't we bow our heads?
请我们低头。
And close our eyes.
闭眼睛。
I just want to do a simple call.
我们有一个呼召。
And so with everybody's eyes closed, if you do respond to the calling of the Lord return to him, to confess your sin, and to realize the work that he's done for you.
如果我们每一个人都向着主的呼召，我们有回应，我们愿意回转向他，我们愿意来接受他。
If you are willing to take to confess your sin and your helplessness today.
如果你愿意承认你的罪，如果你愿意承认你自己无能为力。
But also that you believe that Christ's love through Jesus himself is enough for you.
如果你相信借着耶稣基督借着他的爱是足够的。
And you desire to know him personally as your God.
如果你愿意要来认识他成为你的神。
And friend.
成为你的朋友。
Lord and Savior.
成为你的救主成为你的主。
Can you please raise your hands?
请你举你的手。
Thank God, thank God.
感谢主感谢主。
Thank God.
感谢主。
Thank God.
感谢主。
If you haven't yet raised your hand, you're feeling that the tug of the Holy Spirit on your heart is pulling on you. Please consider that this is the day of salvation.
如果你还没有举手的话呢，你感到圣灵在你里面来感动你的话呢，你要来纪念今天，也许就是你得拯救的那一天。
Life is short.
生命是短暂的。
And it's a difficult one.
生命也是充满困难的。
For pleasure, we search for meaning in so many different ways.
我们有不同的方式来寻找人生的意义，人生的快乐。
But ultimately, our lives will end, and we need to have eternal and infinite purpose.
但是最终我们生命都会结束，我们需要那个永远的生命在我们里面充满了意义。
If you feel that tug of the Spirit in your heart, please, I invite you again to raise your hands if you haven't already.
如果你里面有圣灵的感动。我来邀请你再举手。
If you are a Christian already for many years even,
如果你是基督徒，你已经信主很多年了。
Maybe you've drifted a little from the Lord.
也许你在过去的年日里面已经离开主了。
Maybe to everybody else you've been a quote unquote good Christian.
也许对别人看来你是一个好基督徒。
But you may feel that you're playing the part and not accepting the true transformative life of Christ within.
但是如果你觉得你只是在这里面自己在那个行上没有真正接受耶稣基督在你里面所做的改变生命的工作。
If that is you, I also invite you to raise your hands now.
如果这就是你的话呢，我也邀请你举手。
And recommit your life to the Lord.
我们再把我们的这个生命再交给主。
Thank you, Amen, Amen.
感谢主。
Okay, Amen. All right, let's pray together.
好，我们一起祷告。
Father, we trust that you are here in our midst today.
父亲，我们相信你在我们中间。
We thank you, Lord, that you know each and every one of us.
主，我们谢谢你，因为你知道我们每一个人。
You know us intimately. You love each and every one of us.
你亲密的知道我们每一个人，你爱我们每一个人。
But your love calls us back to you.
你的爱来呼召我们回到你面前。
We confess that we have been lost seeking you really in this world.
我们来承认说，我们这个世界上所追求的，往往很多时候我们没有找到你。
In seeking you, we may be looking at very many things andwhether it be pleasure or whether it be ethics.
我们在找你的时候，结果我们落在这个享乐主义里面，我们落在这个道德里面。
Oh, but Lord, we thank you that you have given us true reconciliation only in yourself, in Jesus Christ.
主，我们谢谢你，你把那个真正的和睦来赐给我们，实际是我们的主耶稣基督的成就的。
We thank you that this good news is a person, is you yourself.
主，我们感谢你，主啊，你赐给我们这个好消息，这个好消息就是你自己。
That you came down to this world to take upon our sin.
你来到这个世界上面来背负我们的罪。
That you accomplished what we could not.
你已经成就了我们所不能成就的。
You died the death that we deserve to die.
你为我们这样的罪人死了，本来是该我们死的。
But you also rose again on the third day.
你在第三天从死里复活。
And you live in us today.
你今天就在我们中间活着。
And there's nothing else that we need to do.
我们没有其他事情需要做。
But to trust, to confess with our mouth that you are Lord.
我们只需要承认说你是主。
And believe in our hearts that you, that God raised you from the dead.
在我们心里面相信你是从死里复活的那一位。
And we will be saved now and forever.
我们就能够得拯救，并且能够被救到永永远远里面去。
Lord, we believe, Father. We confess and we believe.
父亲啊，我们谢谢，我们相信。
Help overcome our unbelief.
我们相信你能成就这一切。
For those who entrusted their lives to you today, we give you thanks.
我们为那些今天把生命呢交给你的人，我们来感谢你。
May your Spirit continue to lead them in their life with you.
愿你的灵继续他们里面来带领他们。
For those who did not raise their hands but trusted in their hearts, we also commit them as well.
对那些虽然没有举手，可是他们心里面愿意来信靠你的，我们要把他们交在你的手中。
For those who have recommitted their lives to you, we thank you.
我们为那些重新来委身来交给你的弟兄姊妹们来感谢你。
Lord, may you develop this relationship so it becomes a genuine one in our lives.
你帮助我们，让我们能够跟你有一个真实的这个生命的关系。
So we're not serving you out of work.
我们不是在外面做工作。
But the relationship with you draws us to love you and to love others.
乃是与你有个真实的亲密的关系，能够来亲近你，也能够把别人带到你面前来。
Thank you again for this time you have given us this morning.
主啊，我们感谢你今天早上赐给我们这段美好的时间。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.